Hello everyone, and welcome to yet another episode of the Beyond the Verses podcast. This is your host, Nasara, and I know that I promised to be consistent, and it's been a while since I uploaded any content. However, I do have a really good reason, and that kind of brings me back to what I'm going to be talking about today. So before we go into the topic for today, I'm just wondering, how are you guys doing? How has, you know, the past 2 weeks of the month of October been for you? I don't know if it's just me, but then time just seems to be flying really, really quickly, especially these Ember months. And I'm like, not even sure if I'm ready for 2022 yet, but I'm also kind of excited for this year to be over, just because I want to have another New Year celebration. But anyways, I digress. So for today, the topic is the I in idolatry. And I think the first thing I would ask is, what comes to your mind when you think about idols? I know that most people probably think about short wooden or ceramic statues that people worship, or maybe you might even think of a particular person that you've come to love and admire when we say things like, oh, he or she is my idol. Well, none of those answers are wrong, but they don't really have much to do with what I'm here to talk about today. They're just a part of what I'm going to talk about today. I know you might be wondering, why are we talking about idolatry? Because as believers, we feel, or we're confident in the fact that we serve only one God. We do not worship idols. Maybe some of our ancestors did, but it's like those are ancient practices. Or even if some family members still, you know, dabble in some things here and there, we feel like we have been called, we've been set apart, and we worship God and God alone. But I'm here to point out that that may not always be the case. Whether we like it or not, we all idolize something or someone in one way or the other, whether we realize it or not. And I know that for Christians, we know that the very first commandment given to us in the Mosaic Law states that we shall not worship any other God but the one true God. And God says, I am the Lord your God. You shall not have strange gods before me. You shall not make to thyself any graven thing, nor the likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or in the earth beneath, nor of those things that are in the waters under the earth. You shall not adore them nor serve them. And he goes on to talk about how because he's a jealous God, and so God doesn't want to fight with anyone or anything for, you know, your love and your admiration in your heart. But I think one thing that the Holy Spirit has revealed to me of late, and I feel like maybe many people are becoming more aware of it, is that modern day idolatry has taken on a different look from what we may be used to hearing or what we may understand to be idolatry. Idolatry is a practice of worshipping an idol, in our case something or someone, as though it were God. But in this day and age, we don't have graven images, or at least many of the people I know do not create graven images for themselves. But our idols can be our work, our family, social media, friends, money, craving fame and fortune, or craving to fit in, amongst other things. Now, the thing is, none of these things are bad in and of themselves. However, the problem begins when we begin to put these things first before God. We find that most of the time we are worshipping created things instead of the Creator. I'm also here to like burst another bubble of ours. Do you know that as a believer, your God-given assignment can become an idol if care is not taken? I know I mentioned earlier that I had to take a break, and it's been a while since I posted content, but this is the main reason why I had to take a step back and take some time to really reflect and really talk with God and get my mind right. I found myself struggling with the idea of my God-given assignment becoming an idol. At a point, I realized that whenever I would do my, you know, Bible study, I was thinking more of how some of the verses I was studying would serve as good content to share with other people. So I found that I was missing the whole point of having quiet time and being in communion with God. So instead of me focusing on just trying to understand some of these truths for God to open my eyes, I was more thinking of like, ooh, let me write this down so that I can come and talk about it on my podcast. And I think this is one of the things where the beauty of being born again and having the Holy Spirit dwell inside of you comes into play. The Holy Spirit points out things that you may not take notice of on your own, and He reveals to you where you need correction. And so, if I didn't have the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of me, I may not have even been able to notice that I was putting other things above God, that I had unseated God from the throne of my heart and from the throne of my life. I have found that one of the biggest, if not the biggest, sins that I struggle with is idolatry. For example, the number of times that I choose spending time with friends and family over going to youth fellowship on Wednesday, the times when I choose to sleep in over waking up really early to spend time without with God, without rushing through prayer, the time I spend so many hours scrolling on social media more than the time I spend reading the word or meditating or doing something more useful, or when we even become so consumed with work that we don't have as much time for God anymore, or we're so focused on buying things so that we're not behind on trends, or when we place our value and our worth on our possessions, the number of followers and likes we have on social media. All of these things and many more constitute idolatry. We forget that if not for God, we would not have any of the stuff that we have, the cars, the houses, the jobs, the family, the friends, the life, the air that we breathe, all the things that take precedence in our lives every day over God. We forget that we should not be looking at created things to give us peace, to give us stability, but we should be looking at the one who created those things, the creator of the heavens and the earth. So when we practice idolatry, I feel like maybe saying when we practice idolatry, it makes it sound as though, you know, we're worshiping idols, but that's why I tried to explain that idolatry is not idolatry in the way that we used to think of it in the olden days. Now it has taken on a different meaning. But let me say, when we put other things above God, we are more focused on ourselves as opposed to being focused on God who made us. And that's where the I in idolatry comes into play. Because when you're practicing idolatry, you're thinking more about yourself. You're thinking about how many more hours can I work to be able to get this promotion, and what can I do to be able to ensure that my kids get into the best of the best schools? What can I do to ensure that I'm prioritizing my friends and my loved ones and my family? And these are not bad things at all, because God wants us to work hard. God wants us to have relationship and everything, but these things should not come at the expense of our own relationship with God. As I'm speaking to you, I'm also speaking to myself, because I think the Holy Spirit tried to point out, or has been pointing out to me, that this is a very sneaky sin that we are not aware, that we may not be aware that we feed daily. I mentioned earlier that I had to take a break from social media and putting out content because the Holy Spirit brought to my attention that my heart was not in the right place. I was feeling very off balance, and upon further self-examination, I noticed how I had slowly pushed God off the throne of my life and my heart. And one of the things the Holy Spirit challenged me to do from last year was to take regular social media breaks. And that has become a habit that I've inculcated in my life. At first, I was very worried because it was like, you know, the experiencing FOMO, or the fear of missing out, if you will. Oh my God, what if people think I'm ignoring their messages? Oh my God, what if something happens and I'm not there to congratulate somebody? Or like, you know, what if somebody posts something and I don't see it? Like those worries. And when I started thinking about what I was worried about, I realized that, oh my goodness, this might be a huge problem, you know. And so for me, one of the areas that I struggled with was social media, but by the grace of God, I was able to cut that down and make changes. Of course, some days I still struggle, but then overall I think I'm getting better. And so for you who is listening, your struggle may not be social media, your struggle may be you being a workaholic, your struggle may be you being too much of a people pleaser, that you go out of your way to do things that kind of maybe extend you to the point that you find yourself stretching yourself way too thin. And when it comes to the end of the day, you're like, man, I'm too tired, I'll pray the next day, or I'll talk to God the next day. But I think the main thing, or the main point of this podcast episode was for me to just kind of talk about that and to show that in this day and age, idolatry still exists. And it's a really, really big problem. And we may not be worshipping physical graven images, but there are other things, there are other more implicit things that we may be worshipping, quote unquote, but we may not even realize it. So I think I want to encourage you today to when you're in the place of prayer, begin to pray a prayer and tell the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, if there is anything, if there is any grievous way within me, show me, put me on the right path. If there is anything that is inside of me that is not of you, begin to purge it, begin to bring it to my attention, begin to reveal to me the things that are hindering me from developing a deeper level of intimacy with you. As I'm talking to you now, I don't have everything figured out, but I think it's important for us to have honest conversations and to say, hey, look, I struggle with this thing. Holy Spirit, how can you help me? Talk to your friends and tell them, hey guys, I need accountability in this area. How can I, you know, find a way to balance my life in such a way that I am prioritizing God and everything else, you know? And I think a lot of the times we're so consumed with all the cares and all the worries and all the bills that we have to pay. And these are very real situations. But as believers, we need to remember that the Lord said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And so when we seek God first, when we focus on the things of God, when we seek His face in every single dealing, every single thing that we have to do, every single thing that we are trying to pursue, when we trust in Him, when we seek His face first every morning, seek His face throughout the day, seek His face at the end of the day, we find that He would make everything that we need available to us. He knows our needs. He is not unaware. He knows what we need. And He knows that you know, we need to be taken care of both physically and spiritually. And so don't worry, I think you need to overextend yourself. Trust God to do things, right, Jonathan? He will give you the strength and the grace to do what you need to do to provide for yourself, and He would also provide for you through other people as well. So I think that's all I have to say for today, actually. I don't want to go too off topic, but yes, just talk to God. Tell Him, Holy Spirit, like, if there is any idol that I have in my life, you know, please let me know. Bring it to the forefront of my mind. Let me come into the awareness of what it is I have been placing above you, so that I can begin to dethrone that thing and put you back where you belong, as Lord over my life, Lord over my family, Lord over my finances, Lord over every single thing that has to do with has to do with my life or my existence here on earth. And before I end today's episode, I just want to read a short passage from Jonah chapter 2 verse 8, and it says, those who cling to worthless idols turn away from God's love for them. And I think we need to think about it from that perspective, in that when we have idols that, you know, when we look to other things other than God, when God is not first on our list or first on our priority or our priority, we are turning away from the love that He has made so freely available to us. And when we aren't living or fully tapping into God's love for us, we'd always try to find a way to fill in that void. But the thing is, nothing can fill in that void except for turning to God Himself. And so yes, that's all for today. And I hope that this encourages you to do some self-reflection, do some journaling, write out how you're feeling, start to reflect on your life and look back, okay, how do I really spend my days? What do I spend my time doing? Are the things that I do during my day, do they bring glory to God, or do they just bring glory to myself? And so I'll just close with a word of prayer for everyone that's listening today. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity to share this word that you have laid, this burden that you've placed on my heart. I pray for everyone that is listening to this episode right now, Lord Jesus, that you, O Lord, in your infinite mercy, would give them the strength that they need to begin to actually look inwards and to cross-examine themselves and to begin to see the patterns in their lives which have not brought glory to you. Lord, I pray that you would help each and every single one of us to begin to become aware of the idols that we have in our lives, to begin to be aware of the ways that we have dishonored you, and to begin to repent of those things that we are doing. Help us to find a good balance in life. Help us to always prioritize you and to trust that you have our best interests at heart, and to trust that you would always make provision for every single thing that we need. Help us to remember that we are to worship the Creator and not worship created things. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you. We honor you. We appreciate you. Amen. So thank you for staying with me, and I hope that you enjoy your week, your weekend, whenever you're listening to this. And I just pray that the Holy Spirit would minister to you, and that you would also have a heart that is willing to make the changes that you need to make. And so I will see you all again next time. And I'm definitely back. I'm going to be uploading more content. And so, yes, I'm looking forward to sharing with you. Have a wonderful day. Bye.